And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. We're going to review if $5 means anything to anybody. Remember back in the day, you'd walk down the street and you'd see a penny, and you go, oh, yeah. Then you see a nickel, oh, yeah. Now people see a penny, they keep walking, they see a nickel, they keep walking. Does $5 mean anything to anybody? That's what we're going to find out. Plus, oh, get ready. Bill Gaither. Yeah, the Bill Gaither. You mean the guy that wrote 700 songs with his wife, has 8 Grammys and over 24 Dove Awards? Yep, that's the guy. Joins us live to talk about the Gaither Vocal Band's upcoming concert at Shadow Mountain Church that's going to be taking place April 9th at 6 o'clock. We're going to get a chance to talk to the man, and the legend and the man. Also, our DDD examines tradition tearing. It's a new game that's afoot. And then we'll close it out with More Than.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, because there's only so many things that my mind can hold and contain, and every once in a while I just need help. And oh, besides all that, every once in a while I just need help. And then because I'm getting older, I repeat myself, so every once in a while I just need help. Hey, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on KPRZ, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A divided Senate panel is backing Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. The Judiciary Committee voted 11-9 along party lines to favorably recommend Gorsuch to the full Senate. Delaware Senator Chris Coons says he'll vote with fellow Democrats later this week to stop Gorsuch's nomination.
I am not ready to end debate on this issue, so I will be voting against cloture unless we are able, as a body, to finally sit down and find a way to avoid the nuclear option and ensure the process to fill the next vacancy on the court is not a narrowly partisan process.
While Arizona GOP Senator Jeff Flake says Democratic opposition to Neil Gorsuch is forcing the Senate down a bad path.
I wish, Mr. Chairman, that we would instead change the behavior of senators rather than change the rules of the Senate.
A confirmation vote is expected on Friday. Democrats have secured the 41 votes to block Gorsuch with a filibuster, but Republicans say they will likely change Senate rules later this week to reduce the threshold from 60 to a simple majority to get Gorsuch confirmed. An Egyptian president visited the White House today for the first time in 8 years. President Trump welcomed the president of Egypt to the White House for face-to-face talks.
President Trump held Oval Office talks with Egypt's Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, the first Muslim leader to meet with the president. Mr. Trump said the U.S. plans to build up its military to fight ISIS and offer support to allies.
We're building up our military to a level that will be the highest, probably the highest, that we've ever had.
El-Sisi said he appreciated President Trump's unique personality and vowed to work with the U.S. on counterterrorism.
That's correspondent Greg Clugston. The death toll on the subway bombing in Russia's St. Petersburg has reached 11. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 13 points, the NASDAQ dropped 17, the S&P lower by 4. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs. ThinkSam.com. That's ThinkSam.com. God bless.
For restoring hearing loss, technology has moved beyond the traditional hearing aids our parents used. Now there are implants and other nearly invisible inner ear devices that make it possible to hear clearly. When Jesus Christ spoke, many people in his day acted like they couldn't hear what he was saying. So he addressed the subject of hearing, but he was talking about spiritual hearing, and he invited them to listen again by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." To hear God spiritually, the only hearing aid available is a change of heart. Fortunately, such a change is available today. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover what God is saying on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You know we're live. Today we're live. We did a best of or just a replay. Actually, because we like a lot of material, we just call them best ofs because I didn't want to have two different names. Anyway, we did that on Friday. We're live today. And if all goes well, and keep in mind it is live radio, we will have Bill Gaither going to be joining us, the man, the myth, the legend, 700 songs between him and his wife, 8 Grammys, over 24 Dove Awards, right? They were labeled as one of the top songwriting duos of the 20th century. You're talking, this is big stuff, right? So it'll be fun if everything works out. We're hoping that works out great for us. Couple things to cover. You did hear Sam talking about checking him out, giving him a call, making contact with him. Let's keep it simple and keep it easy. Sam is the man. Sam's the man. And the deal is that if you're looking to get somebody to help you in real estate because you're looking to buy, maybe you're in the place where you're thinking, I'm going to buy real estate, but I need to be able to do this with, you know, somebody that I can trust. Sam is the guy you can trust. You can go to thinksam.com. He takes 25% of his commission and gives that to whatever church, charity, or ministry you desire. He will also forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house, and then at the close of escrow, takes the money back up, but doesn't charge any interest. He is in the top 20 of 25,000. I think he said he was like in the top 8th is what I think he just said, that him and his team top 8th. Like, what? Sam is up there. And if you're looking to do real estate for yourself, I say get in touch with Sam by going to thinksam.com. Now, you can always call him at 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. Or you can go to thinksam.com. And as Tugboat Todd and I say, if it's not for you and it's for somebody else, we say,
send him to Sam.
That's right. Send him to Sam. There you go. Sam's the man. All right, let's see. Other thing to cover, golf. Okay, covered that. What? That was good. Golf. No, KPRZ.com is where you want to go for the Pastors Masters Golf Tournament. It is kind of funny they call it the Pastors Masters because really the last thing on the course are 144 pastors who actually play like they're in the Masters. I mean, I'm just saying. Don't get mad at me. You know, if golf was your first calling, you probably wouldn't be a pastor. I'm just saying. So don't get mad. Anyway, that's going to be taking place May 8th, and that's a lot of fun. You get special gifts, lunch, fellowship, awards, desserts, laughs. I mean, everybody gets together. It's a great time of fellowship. Everyone I've been to, and I think I've been to five, they're just fun. Just fun to do. Fun, exciting, interesting. Maybe I've been to four, and this is my fifth. I think that's more correct. Okie dokie. That. We're going to talk to Bill Gaither. Got that. Don't forget school tuitions at KPRZ.com. They are back to 50% off. You had your shot last week at 75% off. That's gone. Back to 50% as far as I know, unless somebody's going to tell me different, which somebody will come strolling through the hallway any minute and tell me something different. And then the last thing I want to mention is Moms in Prayer, their annual 5K Walk by Faith. Also, April 8th, 8:30 to 10:30 at Kit Carson Parks to get Kit Carson Park in Escondido. More information, momsinprayer.org. Okay, do we get that? We got that covered? All right, I do want to do this. Let's play our little B-I-B-L-E theme. What do you got for me? Yeah! All right, that's the B-I-B-L-E. I get excited about sounds like that. That's the book for me. I stand by faith in the Word of God. It's the B-I-B-L-E. So, with Bible League International, guess what? I connect. You're thinking, well, how do you connect? What do you mean, how do I connect? What could be better than having the Word of God? Now, just think about this. I don't forget all the, well, they're going to have a big circus tent, or we're going to have a big building, or we're going to have this, or we're going to have this. What could be better than putting the Word of God into hands of people that are hungry for the Word of God? In America, we got lots of Bibles. I was talking with Michael Warworth about this when he was in 2 weeks ago, and at one point in his study, he had as many as 30 plus Bibles, maybe even closer to 40. And I did that same thing. And I thought, man, that's ridiculous. I'm going to give some of these away. And so I gave some away. And then I started really doing a lot of notes in my Bibles. And I thought, well, I don't want to give away the notes Bibles, the ones that I put notes in, because those are my notes. And unfortunately, over the last 15 years, I've then recollected quite a few Bibles. And I'm Bible fat. I have way too many Bibles per se. But these are brothers and sisters outside of the United States that Bible League International is reaching, and they're getting them Bibles in their own language, and these are people that want the Word of God. These are people that have Bibles that are torn in pieces. And I remember Michael Warworth telling this story when he was in the studio about the guy who had the little like pencil like in the little scroll, and he was writing as fast as he could before the service was over because nobody had a Bible in his language, and he was trying to write down as much of the Bible as he could so he can take it with him because he wanted to be able to have access to the Word of God. Well, you and I have done a phenomenal job. Okay, you have done a phenomenal job. I haven't done anything. But you have done a phenomenal job in getting Bibles. And we have this goal of 1,800 to 2,000 Bibles. And we are so close. I don't even want to tell you how close we are. Let's just say it's easy for three or four people to get together and to do 10, 15 Bibles apiece, and we can be done. It's easy. 1-800-YES-WORD, $5 a Bible. Now, what's important about that is if you give $20, they will take four Bibles and put them in the hands of brothers and sisters who want the Word of God. And they just don't have access. Well, Bible League International gets them that access with a Bible in their language. And they have done the calculations. I find stats like this fascinating. The Barnes Group was involved. All these different groups were involved. And it's like one person who receives a Bible that wants a Bible that's a Christian seems to have an impact of 12 different people in their sphere that they can influence with that Bible, that they will influence with that Bible. I just got to wonder if that's a coincidence. Since there was Jesus, right? And then he had 12. I just find stuff like that amazing. I'm a little bit more in favor of believing in Jesus than coincidink. That's me. If you call 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673, or if you go to kprz.com, you can give $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever that might be. And in giving that amount, you will influence multitudes of people. If you are able to give a $25 gift, that would be 12 people per Bible, 5 Bibles. That's 60 people influenced. That's the size of an average church in the United States. And these are people that so want the word. They're just looking for help. They're not mad at America. That's one of the things Michael said that's really good. People are like, well, everybody hates America. These people are brothers and sisters going, hey, if you can help us out, help us out. Let's help if we can. If you can do it, fantastic. Don't tell me, well, I don't want to feel manipulated. Don't do it. Don't. Just don't send a penny. Don't worry about it. Pray about it. Pray that the Lord blesses them with Bibles. You can do that, right? That's not against your conscience, is it? But for those of you that are out there like, you know what? I do want to do this. We want to be that city. And San Diego has done like the best. I'm just telling you right now. The best in Salem. You want to be that city that says, no, put the Bible in the hands of the people and let the word go forth because the word will not return void. And an investment in the kingdom of God will have an eternal payoff. And that's what we want. That's what we want. And I'm not, it's not denominationalized, it's not Pentecostal or Methodist or Baptist or Lutheran, it's the Presbyterian, none of it. It's the Bible. And let the Bible do all the speaking it needs to. Don't worry about the denominations. Let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit can do through people using the Word of God, which, as we know, is changing the world. That's what the Holy Spirit can do. That's just cool. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD. $5, $10, $15, or $20. And go to kprz.com. That'd be awesome if you can give that way as well. Okay, we're going to take a break, come back, and hopefully, with all goes well in live radio, we'll have somebody named Bill Gaither on the line with us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
National and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Compassion is understanding the troubles of others.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. Dave writes, seven of us were attending a musical production at a crowded amusement park. Wanting to sit together, we tried to squeeze into one row. But as we did, a woman rushed between us. My wife mentioned to her that we wanted to stay together, but the woman quickly said, "Too bad," as she and her two companions pushed on into the row. As three of us sat one row behind the other four, my wife Sue noticed that the woman had an adult with her who appeared to have special needs. She had been trying to keep her little group together so she could take care of her friend. Suddenly, our irritation faded. Sue said, "Imagine how tough things are for her in a crowded place like this." Yes, perhaps the woman did respond rudely, but we could respond with compassion rather than anger. Dave continues, "Wherever we go, we will encounter people who need compassion." Perhaps these words from the Apostle Paul can help us view everyone around us in a different light, as people who need the gentle touch of grace. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. He also suggests that we bear with each other and forgive one another. As we show compassion, we will be pointing others to the one who poured out his heart of grace and compassion on us. You can access the daily devotional wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
And then one day...
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, by the way, don't forget David Spoon at kprz.com. That's David Spoon. Spoon is in fork. That's my last name. That might make it easier. And don't forget email. They have it available. And if you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. So stay current with us. Ladies and gentlemen, every once in a while on the show, we get a legend in the music industry, in some industry that really has an impact on people. The gentleman that we're about to talk about, Mr. Bill Gaither, has had 100 million volumes in sales. And let's just get this straight. 700 plus popular gospel songs throughout the career of Bill and Gloria Gaither. Fantastic music people, just really wonderful ministers of the gospel. Bill Gaither, are you there with us?
I am with you, David. How are you doing, my friend?
I am doing fantastic, sir. It's quite the honor to have you on. You've got a big concert coming up here in San Diego, which we're excited for, at the Shadow Mountain Community Church, taking place April 9th, and that's going to be taking place at 6 p.m. Is there something you're hoping to communicate to the people when they go through this concert experience that you want them to have an engagement with?
You know, David, we live in turbulent times, but history has proved that the world's never been really very stable. But if they get anything out of what we do, is that Christ is still the leveler in all of this, and he can make sense in a world that does not make sense, and he can give you joy in the journey. I don't care how tough the journey is, and it does get tough at times, he can still give you joy in that. And I hope that comes out in our songs. And you just played one of our songs there. Life is worth the living just because we live. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it does mean with history, we can get through it.
Can I ask you, I know you've been asked some of these questions a trillion times, so I want to be careful not to just do copycat stuff in the interview. So I thought I'd ask you something that maybe a lot of people don't ask you. My brother's a musician, but, you know, it's not like to the level where you're at, but he's, you know, he's growing and going in that. What happens when you write a song? Do you get a song in the middle of the night? Do you get together with other people? Maybe you're just like jamming and you're just playing and then something comes to you. How do you get a song?
Most of the time they come out of just living, just being with people. And a lot of times going through problems. Some of those could be my own problems, but problems with my friends that I'm concerned about. And you have to go back to the scriptures and say, you know, what does God say about this? And there's always an answer for it. And it may not make sense to you at the time, but there's an ultimate answer to all of it. And so those ideas kind of start building up. And then finally you find time to get by a piano and start crafting the chorus, usually in the main part of the song, and then figure out how to set it up with some verses. And, of course, I happen to marry the greatest lyricist of our century, as far as I'm concerned, Gloria. So, and then you come out with a song like "He Touched Me," or there's something about that name, or I am love, I can rest loving you. I ran into a guy the other night at a Pacer ball game who said, I grew up singing a kid's song you wrote. It's called "I Am a Promise, I'm a Possibility. I'm a Promise with a capital P. I'm a great big bundle of potentiality." So, I mean, they come from all different kinds of directions, but God's been good to honor us and bless what we do.
Yeah, that's awesome, and I think that's so cool that you're able to do that on the piano, and then your wife is there with you, and you guys are able to collaborate together, and that's part of your union of your relationship and the union of your ministry, which is kind of, that's so awesome. It's just a great, great, great testimony. So you have, I know you've been asked this question about 15 trillion times, so it might as well be 15 trillion and one. But is there anything that, I mean, do you have a song that's just near and dear that even though it's older or even if it's newer, it just really seems to refresh you every time you sing it?
Well, you know, they're all our babies. So it's like asking somebody which one is your favorite child. You know, at a given time, depending on where you are in the journey. And that's the beauty of what we do. We've written so much that on a given night, we'll just zero on the stuff that's meaningful to us at that night and hope that somebody sitting out there is possibly going through the same stuff, and this could be encouraging to them. But it's different, you know, from night to night.
Yeah, so it has a difference in it depending on what circumstance you're going through, right? I mean, that's part of it is depending on where you're at in life,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah, all right. Let me ask you this then. That with that in mind, where do you see music going? Is music progressing in any real capacity? Is it regressing? Because sometimes the music is like really, you know, when it's not Christian music, it's pretty bad. And so it's like, I'm just saying, do you see music making a movement? Do you see it making change?
Well, obviously, it's changed from the very, very beginning. You know, there was a day and time where a church wouldn't allow a drummer to be inside the church, you know, or a guitar or a bass. And it's changed from the very beginning. Certainly changed from Martin Luther's days, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. We still sing it. The good stuff still stays around. And it keeps changing as there are new sounds that come along, and some of the sounds are good. Some of them are not that good. But history will tell which ones deserve to stay and which ones deserve to go in the next century. Fanny Crosby is a good example of that. Her songs are over 120 years old now, but we still sing it. This is my story. This is my song. So if it is something that's written in such a way with some eternal truth in it, it'll be around for a while. And yes, it does change, and it probably has to change with the times.
Yeah, excellent answer, by the way. I appreciate that. All right, so here's that tough one. Is there somebody that influenced you, now besides Gloria, is there somebody that influenced you that, you know, earlier on that was like, okay, I'm seeing this, I'm hearing this, I'm looking at this, I want to do this?
Well, as writers, we grew up listening to Stuart Hamlin, who wrote Until Then My Heart Will Go On Singing, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. And people like Moshe Lipster, who wrote Till the Storm Passes By, and great writers like Ira Stanfield, who wrote many things about tomorrow. I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Those were the writers of the 50s. But, you know, then Andre came along writing great songs like Through It All, and The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power. So there are always people who are coming along that God just seems to bless and use, and these are good days.
Yeah. All right, so you got this concert coming up April 9th. It's going to be at, you're getting together there at Shadow Mountain Community Church. And people, of course, can get tickets. They can go to your website to get tickets directly, so they don't have to, you know, they don't have to go bouncing around. They can get them, of course, at the bookstore, but they can go right to the Gaither website itself and then purchase tickets from Gaither.com or call 855-484-1991. Is that correct?
Yep. And we're looking forward to being there.
We're looking forward to having you, Mr. Gaither. It's a real honor and a real privilege, and we just want to thank you for the contributions you've made and what the Lord's done in you and your wife's lives and in what you've done as a ministry. We really appreciate it. It's been a blessing for so many of us, and we just want to say, hey, thanks for being available before the Lord.
David, bless you, and you have a good day there in San Diego.
All right. God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Jesus, there on heaven, and
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened, and then one day she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The alarm goes off, but until you get your first cup of coffee, you're not awake.
Oh, coffee, coffee, coffee. Hey, honey, how you doing this morning?
We all need a little time to transition from sleeping to being fully awake and functional. But not God, though. Mm-mm. He's always ready to hear from you. The Bible says,
"He who watches over you will neither slumber nor sleep."
Whatever your need is, and whenever it arises, God is ready to listen. And you can always find direction and inspiration from God in the Bible. In fact, setting aside time every day to read God's word and talk to Him in prayer can do wonders for your outlook on life. Even if you do still need your morning coffee. You can learn more at this website. It's findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's likely the most misunderstood phrase to come out of the Reformation was the priesthood of all believers. This is Jim Garlow. This year, we celebrate the 500th anniversary of the dramatic event when Martin Luther posted his 95 theses on the door of the church in Wittenberg, igniting the Protestant Reformation. And perhaps the most popular phrase to come out of that period, the priesthood of all believers. The most popular, but also the most misunderstood. What was Luther saying? Not that every person is his own personal priest, but that every person functions as a priest to others. You and I can't pat ourselves on the back and say how impressive we are because we're a priest. Not at all. The New Testament speaks of only two priesthoods, that of Christ and that of all believers. And our priesthood is a call to servanthood. We'll do our part, keeping you informed at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Wow, that doesn't happen very often live on the air. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where Joseph apparently needs headphones. All right. So what you do get to understand is live radio. Did you hear the quality of that cell phone? It was a little less than we were hoping for, but it turns out that it looks like our good friend Bill Gaither was on a bus, on a cell phone on a bus, right? Right. So therefore, got a little choppy there. So I'm sorry if you weren't able to hear all of that material. Don't forget, here's Tugboat Todd's laughing because Joseph just went right into the room while we went live on there. Did you
look,
like that?
You look like a third base coach waving off the guy trying to go home.
You don't run home during... It's a pop fly, infield pop fly. You sit on the base. You don't start running. That's how you get picked off. Anyway, here is something to keep in mind. Don't forget about hisappointment.com. I guess it just caught me off guard. I've never seen him come in before. HisAppointment.com is the book. If you want to figure out how you can get over maybe a tough patch in the Lord, we encourage you to check that out. Please don't forget to also go to CrazyPriceMall.com where you get some great discounts. Plus, don't forget to go to KPRZ and check out the tuitions page if you're looking for half-price tuition. Again, if there's a school that you want to send your child to but they're not on the list, get a hold of me. We will do our best to make some kind of contact with the school and see what they are open to doing. Pretty simple. Let's get our DDD put together. We have a sound, I believe. This one is called Tradition Tearing.
Tradition!
That was the whole thing. 3 seconds.
Tradition!
Is that like tearing something after the guy on Fiddler on the Roof says tradition?
You got it. You can hear that one good. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Yeah. Tradition. Tradition. All right. Tradition tearing. Luke chapter 1. Verse 59 through 65. Thou art to know that these scriptures are important. Here's what it says. On the eighth day when they came to circumcise the child, they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother replied, no, he shall be called John. They said to her, there's no one among your relatives who bears this name. So they made signs to his father to inquire what he wanted to name the child. Zechariah asked for a tablet and wrote, his name is John. And they were all astonished. Immediately, Zechariah's mouth was opened and his tongue was released and he began to speak, praising God. So let's understand the process. In the Jewish tradition, now and back then, there was an understanding of naming children in some way, shape, or form after relatives. There's nothing bizarre about that. What would happen and what happened in my family is how they did the naming. Now, this is just my family. I can't identify every family on this one. But in the naming of somebody, they would pick a relative. And let's say I was a boy and they wanted to name the child, unknown whether it's a boy or girl at the time. Let's say they wanted to name it after a grandmother or something like that. They would take the masculine form of that name, and that's how they would make the application. And that was pretty normal. In this case, there is nobody in Zechariah or Elizabeth's life that connect to John. So when she says, we're going to name him John, people are like going, what? John? What? I'll give you an example. So my son named his son Carter. Now, that's not that abnormal of a name, I don't think. I mean, it's not really that, you know. But his middle name is a little different. It's Carter Bear.
That is did that upset you as a Lions fan?
Yeah. Well, no. Chicago. Come on. That's what he's. Let's just hope he's not Windy City. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line of that is he names him Bear. It's like, well, that's not normal. No, but it's cool. And everybody likes it. And everybody knows him. They already all call him CB Carter Bear. Carter Bear. You know, Carter Baby Bear. It's like, great, right? Kid's already, like, doing great with this name. And you would do everything. But that doesn't seem like a tradition. Well, not everything has to be in tradition. In fact, what I want you to see is the tradition was to name the child after their fathers or their relatives, which is why the neighborhood wanted to name him after Zechariah. And they're like going, no, we're going to name him John. And they're like, well, there's nobody named John. And here's what it comes down to. What it comes down to is that they were breaking traditional laws that people were used to and were accustomed to. They were breaking those laws or those not really laws, let's say unspoken laws. But why were they breaking those laws? Ready? Ready? Because they were being obedient to God. You see, they weren't breaking tradition just so they can go, I don't follow tradition. I'm too good for tradition. They don't do that. They don't mimic or ridicule tradition. They just follow in obedience to God. So there's times where you will come across traditions in the church, and if the Lord tells you to do something different, like name your baby John, your job is to do what the Lord tells you to do. Your job is not to fulfill the traditions over your requirement to be obedient to God. And so Zechariah and Elizabeth named their child John, not to just break tradition, that wasn't their goal, but to obey that which God had set before him. And the Lord had set before them, name your child John. I'm going to do something different. If they would have went with tradition, they would have been in disobedience. And the only point there is that you don't break tradition just so you can be proud, you know, full of pride and like, I broke tradition. Ah, I'm so smart. I'm so great. I'm so rebellious. That's not why you do it. You do it for purpose. Now, I have a question that's going to bother you. Well, it might bother you. This will bother a lot of people. Might not bother Tugboat Todd, but it's going to bother somebody. And that's this question. What current church tradition or church law do you and or I engage with that could lead us to disobedience of what God wants? Ooh. You mean, does that apply now? You betcha. You think, well, Dave, there was only Pharisees in the time of Jesus. There were Pharisees before Jesus. There were Pharisees during Jesus' time. And there's Pharisees now. And you have to understand that. There's a legalistic spark to many things. There's an overabundance of push for tradition in many things. In fact, an entire group of confessing believers believes the tradition of the church is equal to that of the Declaration of Scripture, which evangelical Christians completely reject. My question is, what traditions and church laws do we encounter now that could be a hindrance to our direct obedience to God? Now, keep in mind, when they named him John, it wasn't like they were trying to break tradition. They were trying to be obedient. What has the Lord told you? Has the Lord told you to witness? But some people in your group, oh, you can't witness yet. You've got to go through 101, 102, 103, stuff like that. It's like, look, you do what God says. The best you can, you're obedient. Because when you die and stand before God, you're not going to be able to point to a group of people you fellowship with and said, they said. It doesn't work that way. Adam tried that in the garden with Eve. Eve tried that with a snake. It didn't work. You got to take responsibility. Now, one thing I do think is cool. Can I jump off the bridge here? Right when Zechariah acknowledged that his name was John, there was a power that was released in Zechariah's life, and he was then able to speak normal. And it seems to me that in the moment of his obedience, the Lord poured out the Holy Spirit and enabled Zechariah to speak or to recover from his affliction. And one wonders if in our obedience to the Lord, if there's not a release of power because we're saying yes to God. There's great church traditions and there's great church approaches. There's great, great concepts in multiple churches, but never to the detriment of your obedience to God, ever. I don't care if it's an entire denomination. Doesn't matter. You do what the Lord tells you to do. I promise some people thought, okay, Zechariah and Elizabeth, they're having a child in the older age. They've lost their minds. They're naming their kid John. Let's get them some help. They need some therapy. But in reality, they were just saying yes to God, being obedient. And how did their kid turn out? How did Johnny B turn out? Pretty good. Pretty good prophet of the Lord. Pretty good obedient to the Lord. Pretty good forerunner to Jesus. Jesus said he did an excellent job. So sometimes you just do the obedience element. You know, you want to be successful as a Christian? Guess where it's not? It's not in your bank account. Look at all my zeros. Yeah, but if you take a bunch of zeros and add them up, it's zero. Here's what you got to understand. It's obedience that defines a successful Christian, not a bank account. You do what the Lord tells you. And if the Lord's calling you to fellowship, if he's calling you to a closer walk, if he's calling you to participate in certain things in Bible studies or groups and fellowship, you should do it. And you should do it responsively, responsibly and responsively. And allow the power of God to be released into your life. Sometimes tearing tradition is the right thing. Not for the sake of arrogance and pride, but for the sake of obedience. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
It's in the presence of your love.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty.
So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
For restoring hearing loss, technology has moved beyond the traditional hearing aids our parents used. Now there are implants and other nearly invisible inner ear devices that make it possible to hear clearly. When Jesus Christ spoke, many people in his day acted like they couldn't hear what he was saying. So he addressed the subject of hearing, but he was talking about spiritual hearing, and he invited them to listen again by saying, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." To hear God spiritually, the only hearing aid available is a change of heart. Fortunately, such a change is available today. This is David Jeremiah, encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover what God is saying on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
What guides all those little decisions that you make every day?
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Monday, April 3rd.
When something needs to be done, I just go ahead and get it done because I don't like things hanging over my head. But my husband, he values planning and he makes lists. And if it doesn't get done, it doesn't bother him.
When Barbara and I were first married, we didn't always approach things the same way either. We did an exercise and listed the values that helped each of us make decisions. When we compared answers, it helped explain some of the conflict we were having. For instance, one of my top values was building relationships, but that wasn't even on Barbara's list. It helped explain why I was so animated and involved at social events and why Barbara tended to be so quiet. She listed the work ethic among her top values, which hadn't registered at all on my list. It helped her understand why I spent Saturdays watching sports on TV while she wanted to get out and work in the yard. One final thought. Life involves a lot of little decisions that add up to large choices. Why don't you talk with your mate about the way you make those decisions? Together, begin to establish what's truly important. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's a pretty interesting opening hour, I would say. We have the opportunity to talk about Bible League, and we're never going to be reserved about talking about the appeals that we're doing. If you don't want to participate, you don't have to, but there's always people out there that have not heard. I know it's hard to believe, but what happens for us is we find out that listeners on our show do cycle listening. And that's not on a bicycle. They cycle in and out at different times in various ways depending on their circumstance, so they don't always get to hear all of the show. Not a lot of people listen to a full 2 hours of the show. They hear bits and pieces, and remember, those bits and pieces flow and connect to other bits and pieces throughout shows. So some people have yet even to hear once about Bible League International. And so that's important to us to promote that appeal so that people can help send Bibles into the hands of brothers and sisters who hunger for the Word of God at only $5 a Bible in their language. And that will help in the advancement of the gospel. And we're talking about languages where there are few Bibles in those languages. 9 out of 10 Christians do not have a Bible in their own language outside of the United States, and most likely outside of Canada, too, just to be honest. And that's important. Then we had an opportunity to talk with Bill Gaither, and, you know, it's sometimes a little tougher when they're, you know, on a cell phone in a bus. But it's great. I mean, he talked about how he wrote songs with his wife, how he would write at the piano, and then they would be collaborative together and write the songs. And it's fascinating to hear somebody that's had that level of success share what their process is. I love stuff like that. And then we just finished up talking about traditions and understanding that tradition tearing is not about being able to say, I broke tradition. But that if you're not following tradition and you're trying to follow the Lord, that part's okay as long as you're doing this in obedience and not in some kind of just general defiance attitude, which is nothing but pride. And so now we're going to close it off with a portion that is called More Than, and I think we have a song for that or a sound for that, one of the two. What do we have one for that? There we go. Hey, that's a good one. I like it. Nice job, Tugboat Todd. We're pulling this out of Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1. I want to send you into the close of this hour with this thought. Zechariah 10, 1. Ask the Lord for rain in the season of spring rain. The Lord makes the rain clouds, and he will give them showers of rain and crops in the field for everyone. Ask the Lord for rain in the season of spring rain. The Lord who makes the rain clouds, he will give them showers of rain and crops in the fields for everyone. It gets a little old talking to believers, and I mean believers, real believers, who sit there and ask the Lord and think that they have to pry something from the hand of God to get an answer to prayer. There is something wrong with us when we think we have to do something to secure a response where the generosity of God can be manifest. There's too many of us that think we have to do a dance of a certain sort in order to get God's attention, in order for him to pour upon us something that is good. Where in fact, Scripture in the Old and New Testament makes it clear that if you ask the Lord for rain, he will give you showers. If you ask the Lord for one thing, he will give you abundantly above what you think. I mean, Ephesians 3:20, to him that is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask. He's able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask. Well, the asking is the prayer. And God does more than we think. And so we've got to get off this ridiculous restraint that makes us think God is like the Grinch. Or you have to do so. You have to pick his pocket. I'll go pick his pocket in order to get something from the Lord. And it's like, how are we doing that? That's so insulting to God. How will he not give us the things we need? He gave us Jesus Christ freely. How will he not give us the things we need? Now, one of the things you need is probably not the lotto ticket you think you need. But it is, you know, relationship growth and healing in certain areas and courage in certain areas, opportunities of finance and commerce and business and an opportunity to work. Maybe you're praying for a job. You keep praying. He's not trying to be stingy. If the answer is no to this point, maybe there's a reason the answer is no to this point. In other words, it's not because God has to be impressed in a certain way for him to respond to you and I. You don't have to wake up and tell the Lord, man, you look thin. The sunset looks fantastic. The sky is it's stellar. The oceans look really good. You've got everything rolling. I'm really impressed with you, God. Oh, by the way, this is what I need. That is not how this works. You're talking about your heavenly Father whose heart is soft towards you, who's generous to you. And you don't have to pry something out of the hand of God. Oh, I got to pry a yes. Ugh. How about you just ask him? You thank him. You recognize that everything you ask is in submission. And if the answer is no, it's no. If it's yes, it's yes. And if it's wait, it's wait. And you stand in that. And you rest in that. He will do more than you and I ask. But you can't sit there like I do from time to time and believe he's stingy. Because he's not going to respond to me in that at all. Nor should he, as it is I would be insulting him anyway. Your God is a giver, and he's gracious, and he loves you. If the answer has been no or not yet, there's a reason. Keep pursuing until he makes that understood for you. You just don't quit because you didn't pull the little rabbit out of God's hat. That's not how this works. He loves to give to his kids. Okay? All right. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. You'll be back listening to Marty. Then we'll be back at the top of the hour. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.